The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Sergey Sorens with us, both medical doctors. And hour number one, we're talking about electromagnetic radiation, cancers, and Dr. Shealy, did you have, or did Dr. Soren have any comments about electromagnetic radiation going forward, or shall we move on?
Well, again, I think that the single most important thing from my point of view is if you're going to use a cell phone, don't use it when you're driving a car. Don't do it when you're sitting at a table with someone else eating a meal. You know, be somewhat sociable and be more careful. This idea of allowing yourself to be on call 10 times an hour, 24 hours a day, is absolute serious danger to your life and health and to that of people around you.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Shealy, you used the term that I thought was brilliant. You used the term on tap 24 hours a day. That's right. That's really what it is. I mean, It's more than being on call. You're on tap. It's draining you.
Absolutely.
Just having
it's a serious health hazard. Interestingly, by the way, for your information, it's not a big deal, but in the last year, the life expectancy of whites has decreased. Interestingly, it's increased slightly for Hispanics and blacks.
Do we know why? Is it the amount of electronics that whites versus blacks versus Hispanics are using? Can that be it?
Is it, is it
location?
Whites, yeah, I know whites use it a lot more than the others in general.
Well, Dr. Shealy and Dr. Soren, let me share with you what I found out. I found out that as I have been away from cell phones, away from being on tap, if you will. And, you know, after the broadcast, I'll get on the tractor. I will do, my farming responsibilities. But what I'm doing is I'm looking at them as things I need to do, want to do, and should do. And I'm doing them at my pace. I'm not racing around frantically. I'm very, very deliberate about how I expend my energy. And I feel so much better. I feel so much better by not being on tap for months with that cell phone attached to me. I really feel great not being on tap. And another thing that I've been doing is I've been saying no even more. People have asked me, tried to push me into doing things on the radio that I will not do. And it's really easy. All I've done is say no.
What is it you don't understand about no?
Well, and that's and
that'll
I get those kind of, yeah. Well, I get response like, what do you mean no? And that's it. I mean, I just say no, and then email after email comes. Well, what do you mean? Let's talk about it. No, there's no need to talk about it. I already said no. And it's great. It's a wonderful feeling, Dr. Shealy, by not being subject to the demands and whims of some other people. It's wonderful. It really is. And I think that's what you have done by not having your cell phone on, so you're not taking calls when when you can't and don't want to and have other things that you need to take care of.
You've noticed, yes.
There's another thing that I noticed that you're doing that's really highly productive, and which is getting out there and connecting to the earth, being in nature. There is a positive effect of the electromagnetic frequencies called the Schumann frequency, which is actually, you know, you can think of it as the earth drumbeat, basically. It's the it keeps the astronauts safe and healthy when they are out in space. Otherwise, their bodies just fall apart. And by being close to nature and by being outside and doing things that we are truly designed to do, in other words, be close to, whether it's hunting or farming or just, you know, being close to the to Mother Earth, it's one of the keys to health.
Well, I agree. It's called earthing, and grounding yourself or being in touch with the earth is one of the healthiest things in the world.
There's a post on the internet that I was reading this morning that related to just that. And it was trying, the person writing it was trying to figure out why it appears that people live longer when they live within 800 feet of green. Green meaning trees, grass, shrubs, plants. And I think it's more than just living within the, within 800 feet of green. I have a feeling it has to do with lifestyle as well as having the green be a filter of the air. The green being, you know, if you live where there's lots of green, you're living away from a city because there's not much green in a city. That means that, in my opinion, that you're breathing fewer tailpipes and exhaust pipes and smokestacks. There's more of a distance between us and all of those polluting devices if you live where there's more green. Now, I think, in my opinion, not only it's a lifestyle as well as a distance from the pollution. Your thoughts, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Soren?
No question about it. And one of the reasons that I have lived, purposefully, consciously, for the last 47 years on a farm.
Do you have, Dr. Shealy, do you have advice for someone who's thinking, you know, just maybe the guys on this broadcast are making some sense and living away from civilization, the epicenters of society, the big cities, the small cities, the cities of 200,000 or so, or even larger than that.
It's been known for at least 50 years also that at least prior to the excess use of pesticides and herbicides, people who lived on farms usually lived 5 to 7 years longer than people living in cities, period.
That's 10%, Dr. Shealy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it counts.
10%.
It counts.
And, you know, yeah, and I'm thinking about the world when I used to have a job, lunch hour, okay? You race out to have lunch, you want to get out of the building. I mean, that's the first thing you want to do, get out of there, okay? So you get out of there, and you go have lunch, and then you look at your clock, and you go, okay, so it took me 20 minutes to get here. Oh, man, I hope the waitress or the waiter comes over quickly, and I hope the cook is cooking fast, and gosh, I got to get out. I got to be back by, 1 hour elapsed time. Can we get it all done? And so what might be the time to relax and unwind from the stresses of the factory, you know, whether it be a keyboard factory, a computer screen factory, or a factory, you don't really have a chance to relax during the day for that hour because that's a stressful hour, or you're running errands, you're trying to get back in time. And what do you eat? Well, you eat whatever restaurants cook, and they don't cook for nutrition, they cook for taste. So I don't think it's a good situation. I think that's maybe one of the reasons why we're seeing more obesity.
Well,
and that's the next
obesity
question.
Obesity You know, actually, if you live on a farm, you're much more likely to be physically active and to eat better because you mm-hmm. raise real food.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to because food is so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a farmer, generally speaking, farmers are not wealthy. I mean, you know, maybe the big agro-farmers are wealthy, but small farmers, generally not wealthy. That's why you see them in worn-out blue jeans and ripped shirts and shredded clothing. And you know, on Sunday, they put on their best pair of overalls.
Right.
Because there's not a lot of money. So farmers have to do manual labor because they can't afford to hire people to do it for them. They have to be a jack-of-all-trades. And they have to grow some of their own food because it's just so expensive. So, but you know what? I think it's a wonderful lifestyle, and I don't want to change it. I mean, I really don't want to change doing what I do to sit in a factory, computer keyboard factory. I just don't want to do that. Well, the next question is mother's milk. Now, when we have a newborn calf, we absolutely positively have to make sure that that calf gets milk from his or her mother very quickly, or the calf probably won't make it. How important is mother's milk for humans as well, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's not quite as critical because human babies are not exposed to as many, you know, germs as animals born on the farm. The same was true, of course, with horses. We used to keep, actually, if you milk a horse right after the birth, they collect all that wonderful antibody in it. It will keep indefinitely. And we used to keep, a few gallons of that around in case something happened to a mother so we could bottle feed the baby colt or foal. But in children, the evidence is quite overwhelming that if they're nursed for at least 6 months, they're healthier, they have lower incidence of allergies, and the IQ is somewhat higher, just from drinking mother's milk out of the breast for the first 6 months of life.
Norm, doesn't this also go back to the concept of oxytocin and neurotensin release?
Well, of course. Absolutely good point, Sergey, that, nursing does help both mother and child increase especially the oxytocin, the bonding hormone.
And so as a result, we have a more balanced child, less likely to maybe commit crimes, less
much,
likely to be a problem
better.
For society and all is well.
Yeah. Much, much better.
We come back. Can we talk about garlic, the benefits
sure.
of garlic, and what about raw garlic versus cooked garlic? Is there a difference? We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin, both medical doctors. And if you'd like to go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. You can sign up for the same newsletters that I get, absolutely free, and you can read lots of medical advice right there on the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Garlic. Garlic is something that we use in our household, and I'm thinking, should we plant even more garlic, and should we eat raw garlic? Should we just take a garlic clove and start chewing on it? Are there known medicinal benefits of garlic, and should it be eaten raw, or should it be eaten cooked? Is there a difference in the benefits, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I love garlic, but only cooked. I have to say, raw in general, onions and garlic, my taste buds and intestines don't like. I don't think you lose a great deal with gentle cooking of garlic and onions. The major benefit is for the immune system, and it is probably the single best source they are. The single best source of organic sulfur. And organic sulfur is one of the, you know, critical big minerals in our body in all kinds of situations.
Back in the 70s when I...
My take is a little different. I agree with the benefits, but to me, raw garlic is fantastic. And it also has an unexpected side benefit. Sometimes, if you have a meal that's very high in garlic and onion, and you're working in an emergency room, some people that, well, generally cause more trouble than not, and can keep your attention for, well, a very needy individual, so to speak, and that's nothing wrong with that, but conversations get a little shorter after a garlic and onion meal, and I noticed that to be of somewhat of a benefit.
Huh. So less distractions.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I met a man for the first time back in the 1970s at a meeting. And he came into the meeting and said, I need to apologize, I'm really sorry, but I have cancer, and I am eating raw garlic all day long. And he said, I smell like garlic, it's coming out of my pores, my breath smells like garlic, but I've got cancer, so I am eating garlic virtually nonstop. Have you heard of any medical benefits of doing that? Is there any credence to that?
Yeah, there are some evidence of that. Interestingly, one of the most interesting reversals of cancer that I personally have seen was a woman who came to me for advice, and I told her she already had done it. She had had metastatic cancer to her liver, and she put on her feet every night a mixture of crushed garlic and held it in place with a sock or something, and it sort of blistered the feet after a few days. But she attributed her phenomenal immune rejection of the cancer to putting the crushed garlic on her feet.
And what I've been doing is I've been making a tincture with habanero peppers, jalapeno peppers, garlic, fresh garlic. All of these are fresh. And what I did was I put the peppers, I washed them. I washed them with gloves, plastic gloves, because they say, you know, don't get the oils on your skin, and because you can really burn yourself. You certainly don't rub your eyes when you do this. And I mixed some vodka, some habanero peppers, and jalapeno peppers, and garlic that I peeled, several cloves of garlic, put it all in the blender with some vodka, and it's working right now in a jar. It's filled up probably 95%, just a little bit of air so I can shake it every day. It's in the kitchen cabinet, and I tested it, and it's fabulous. Dr. Soren, do you have any thoughts about tinctures with garlic and habanero peppers for the remedy of, let's say, an irregular heartbeat or something like that? Can you share your thoughts when we come back after these few short commercial announcements?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about garlic and tinctures. And so, Dr. Sergey Sorin, how do you feel about tinctures and the benefits of, let's say, very hot peppers, habanero peppers, jalapeno peppers, garlic as a tincture made with vodka, for heart problems and issues like irregular heartbeat? Do you have any thoughts on that?
In general, I can comment on tinctures as such, big fan. Especially, my personal taste buds can tolerate pretty much anything. To me, I really enjoy any kind of food, whether it's hot, spicy, or whether it's garlic, onion, or otherwise. But I know not everybody does that or is able to enjoy that, or people around them able
right.
to enjoy that.
I do not enjoy anything above moderate in hotness. And I like mild, but my stomach says, oh, my God, you're eating a hole in it when I take hot pepper.
Mm. Tinctures in this way can be a very useful way to or vehicle to get it done. I'd love to hear Norm's opinion on as far as the benefits, though. Could you? I think you asked several very, very on-target questions there. Could you repeat perhaps one of the?
Oh, okay.
One at a time, perhaps. Which?
Sure, sure. Dr. Shealy, what I was mentioning is making tinctures with habanero peppers and garlic. And do you find that there are benefits for with using these? For a regular heartbeat and those kinds of things. I have. In the past, I had an irregular heartbeat, and I made a tincture with very, very hot peppers and garlic. It's very simple to make. Let me just say what I did. I added, after I washed the peppers using plastic gloves, disposable plastic gloves, fresh hot peppers, habaneros, and...
Well, in Jethro Close's book,
fresh garlic peeled.
Back to Eden, which is, to my opinion, the masterpiece on herbology. He gives more benefits health-wise to hot pepper than any other herb.
Okay. Well, you know, I've heard things like if someone is having a heart attack, if you can put a pinch of cayenne, you know, under their tongue, if I think I'm remembering that correctly, that would be something you might want to do. Have you experienced anything like that?
Well, I don't take it as a tincture. I do add it to food. But personally, I just don't like the tinctures as much as just peppers.
Okay.
Are the dry?
Do you have any concerns with tinctures, Dr. Shealy? And I'm talking about
No. The amount of alcohol is minor. I don't think there's any concern that I know of.
Okay. All right. The question I wanted to ask you was about pulse oximeters. I remember when we had a medical condition here or a situation in our farmhouse, my mother was having some problems, and you were on the phone with me from your farm, and you asked me about her oxygenation and her pulse. And so I bought one of these things, and I'm evaluating them, and we're going to share that information with our class. Can you tell us the reason why we should consider having a pulse oximeter at home as part of our medical kit?
Well, it's very inexpensive, first of all. And you should, under normal circumstances, have at least 95% blood oxygen saturation. And somewhere between 95 and 98% is, quote, normal and healthy. When it goes to 90 and below, you are increasingly having some problem, either with lung or heart, or some kind of toxicity. So, there it is. I just think it's a good adjunct.
It's something that is a very useful tool, especially if somebody has a heart or lung problem, and let's say you're not feeling well by any means, but you can't exactly put your finger on it, or it's a little too early. This could be one of the vital signs that tells you get attention.
Okay. In addition to the pulse oximeter, is there another simple tool that we can use for part of our emergency medical kit. Should someone develop symptoms very quickly and we go, oh, we got a big problem, what do? Is there another tool that you recommend as well?
Well, it's very easy and very inexpensive to get an electronic blood pressure cuff, which will measure the blood pressure and the pulse automatically. And I think, you know, it's nice to have those around. When somebody passes out or gets weak and faint, that's another thing that's easily measured at home that gives you a clue as to whether you need to go emergency.
No, in other words, there's something else that comes to mind, not for everybody necessarily, but if there is a tendency to get lightheaded, or if there's any diabetes or any kind of a sugar abnormality, having a way to check for the sugar or acu-meter can be very helpful. So when someone, you know, let's say a person starts feeling not so well for any reason, palpitations, lightheaded, or tired, or any number of things, that could be a good indication as well. But again, that's not a common thing for absolutely everybody.
Well, yeah, anybody with diabetes certainly needs a glucometer.
And do you have a feel for what they might cost? Are we talking about something that is, you know, $50 or?
I don't know. Do you, Sergey?
I'm going to take a guess to that none of those are very expensive. You know, Walmart, interestingly enough, has, well, there is, or stores like for Walmart, pretty much have everything with a very reasonable price range.
Guess what? Anywhere from $9, that's a blood test strip, to $31.98 at Walmart.
That's not bad.
Okay, and I just looked at eBay, and I'm looking at $9.66 free shipping, and if you and that's a complete kit. So I guess you get everything you need to get started. So for $10 or less, you can get started with this blood sugar glucose monitoring kit, and you know, additional supplies would be, you know, additional cost, but for $10 you can get started. All right, and what about, Dr. Sheely, you've talked many, many times about this, and the reason I'm mentioning it again is you were on the forefront of ringing the alarm about sugar. And I had some ketchup last night. I can't believe it. I had a little bit of ketchup, and I used to like ketchup, but I looked at Mrs. Finelli and I said, this is mostly sugar. And she said, yeah, we tried a new kind. And you're absolutely right. It's terrible. And sugar's in everything. So are we literally causing ourselves to die faster as a result of the sugar in almost everything that we eat as a processed food now?
Oh, yeah.
Ketchup is just
in fact, there is a major scientific article called Sugar is Poison. I mean, that says it right there. You don't need to know anything else. It's not a food. I consider it pure, unadulterated plastic junk.
It is also actually more addictive than cocaine.
Yes, very addictive.
All right, so if sugar is more addictive than cocaine, what do we do? What do we do to not have sugar? I've said to our family, one way of not having sugar in the house is don't buy it. So if it's not here, we're not going to go, you know, looking for it because it's not here. How do we live without sugar in the modern diet? You go to a restaurant, I don't think you can get away from it. It's in everything. It's in the salad dressing. It's in.
The only way you get away from it is to not buy packaged foods and not eat out.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm sure that message is resounding with the class that eating out is probably not good. And if you look at those on the other side of the counter at McDonald's, and you look at where you are going into McDonald's, which I recommend you not do, but just look at the employees who've been there a while. See how well it's working.
You know more
it's
than
working.
I do. I haven't been in one since 1962.
Well, I don't eat at McDonald's very, very rarely. Well, you said to me, Dr. Shelia, you said many, many years ago, you know, if you're starving and there's a McDonald's and you're absolutely famished, keep going.
Right.
I mean, you didn't say it in exactly those words, but that's kind of the message. You know, if you're really, 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 really hungry and there's a McDonald's there, just keep going. You're better off not eating than going into McDonald's. Am I saying that right?
You're saying it right. Drop.
Yeah.
Stop somewhere and get yourself a bag of nuts.
Fast food. Yeah, fast food.
Fruits, nuts. Well,
fruit and nuts, right?
You can't always find fruit at the little places, you know, gas stations and things like that, but you can always find nuts.
Uh-huh. Dr. Sergey Sorin, how do you feel about McDonald's, Burger King, and those other, you know, fast packaged
food? Oh, I 100% with Norm. Absolutely on target. This is
yeah, maybe even step on the gas and go faster past it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, do you have something that you'd like to share with the class when we come back for our final segment? If so, think about it, and we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello. I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, a quick update. So if you'd like to be part of the news alert system, we have one that we're developing and that will be alerts to what we're up to, what we're doing, and you'll find that right at usapreparers.com. Just click on usapreparers.com. An email pop-up will appear for your email address, your first name, the state where you live, if you choose to let us know, and your email address, and we're using that to build the distribution for email alerts as we get them as to what we're up to and developments in the expo and those kinds of things. Joyce in Wisconsin, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Go ahead, Joyce.
Y'all got anything to say?
Yeah. Well, I was calling about my memory.
Speak up, please.
You're fading. Speak louder into the phone.
Okay, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, great. I'm having problems with my memory.
How old are you?
57.
Are you on any medications?
No.
Well, go to my website, normshealy.com.
Okay.
Under resources, you will find optimal health, and in there, you'll find Alzheimer's. It doesn't matter whether you got Alzheimer's or not. Memory loss fits into the same category.
Mm-hmm.
I list a whole bunch of nutrients that are really good for that.
Okay.
And I would definitely do that. It's well worth trying. Probably. Now, how's your energy level?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Then I would just look up my list of, you know, what I recommend for Alzheimer's, and start with the top two or three and see what happens.
Okay. Well,
Joyce?
Yes?
This is something that I'm hearing more and more about. People are having more and more trouble with their memory. They'll leave a room to go into another room to get something, and then they'll kind of look around and go, what was I doing? This is really getting more common. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Well, at the top of my list, unequivocally, other than basic health habits, would be vitamin D3, 5,000 units a day, and less than granules, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day. But you'll find a whole bunch of things on the website.
All right.
The other component that is absolutely essential is, and with the brain, there is a phenomenon called neuroplasticity. Now, it's so, you know, I do notice that as I'm getting older, the memory retention is well, relatively right. Some might say
41.
That I'm still well, teenager, but according to your standards, right, Norm? But it's basically it's a use it or lose it phenomenon, and I do notice that those who are even you know even with the diagnosis of an early Alzheimer's, if that happens to be. Or even moderate, it's basically a difference. And Norm, please feel free to jump in. But it's basically, you know, if you're practicing something, if you're engaging certain pathways or certain activities, or if you're keeping yourself active physically, mentally, emotionally, that just does much more than anything else.
Think and read, among other things. Yes, and that's an important component. But also, even physical activity improves.
Hi, guys. This is Scott. This is her husband.
Hey, it's been a great day. Thanks, Vince.
Wait. Scott, go very quickly. We're running short on time.
Okay.
Speak up, please.
We have our own business, and she usually does all the programming and the paperwork, and she can't even do that anymore, hardly.
Dr. Shealy, what they're saying is this occurred quickly, and she's having trouble doing paperwork and so forth. And I've heard this before. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts? Dr. Soren?
Well, again, I think if you look at the Alzheimer's thing, or, of course, always a good examination by a neurologist if there's a severe problem. There is a place for physicians that to be careful about diagnosis.
In this case, I 100% agree. I think with a more rapid decline, not something that's just gradual, I think it's time maybe for a CAT scan or further evaluation by a good neurologist.
Exactly.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.